NASA has prepared for weeks or months of analysis as the agency starts to sort through all the pieces of Columbia, the scraps of information, and the theories about what could have caused the disaster on Saturday. One of the most likely causes also is one of the most difficult to prove, that the space shuttle was hit by a piece of debris in orbit. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
NASA's investigation strategy is called a fault tree analysis. At the top of the tree is the fact that Columbia broke up high in the atmosphere on Saturday morning. Each branch represents a possible cause. One branch is a problem with the external tank, another branch has to do with the shuttle's heat shield, and on and on. NASA's Ron Dittamore says the tree is based on known risks to the shuttle.
And once you develop that tree, then you establish a process where you systematically close out each branch of the tree. So in the end, you have left no stone uncovered or overturned.
One branch is the possibility that the shuttle was seriously damaged by space junk in orbit. There are millions of pieces of stuff in orbit, mostly bits of broken up rockets and satellites. George Levin at the National Academy of Sciences used to be the NASA official in charge of reducing the risk from space junk.
You don't normally see these things. You don't normally feel these things. They occur on every flight. Fortunately, they're from very small particles that don't do subsequent damage.
The Air Force tracks all pieces bigger than, say, a soda can, but there are huge numbers of objects much smaller than that, which are invisible from the ground and moving too fast to be seen from orbit. Levin says objects as small as a grain of sand can do lethal damage to the space shuttle, depending upon where they hit.
A debris object the size of a pea would be the equivalent of my dropping a 400-pound safe on you and having it hit you at 600 miles an hour.
Even potentially lethal debris strikes are usually silent. So if the space shuttle was hit, astronauts probably wouldn't even know it until the space shuttle encountered trouble as it started to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. But a hole that size could cause the kind of catastrophe that befell Columbia if it hit in just the wrong place. A satellite dish on the Hubble Space Telescope was hit by a piece of debris about the size of a grape about a decade ago.
Had that same strike occurred in the body of the Hubble, there wouldn't be a Hubble.
And if it had hit the shuttle, it would have been disastrous as well. NASA can't do anything to eliminate the risk of a space junk encounter, but it does position the shuttle in orbit to reduce the risk as much as possible. Of course, odds are just that, a roll of the dice. And sometimes the dice just roll the wrong way. Levin says that's what happened in the case of the Hubble Space Telescope.
It should not have happened. I mean, statistically, it shouldn't have happened. The probability was so low. It was an example of what we call a bad day. The Hubble had a bad day.
There is no easy way to tell if the space shuttle Columbia had that kind of a bad day. So this is a particularly hard mystery for Ron Dittamore's team to solve. NASA has calculated the odds of a lethal strike from space junk at 1 in 370, which makes it about as big a risk as any on the fault tree.
And it would be very difficult for us to decipher if that did happen, unless we are extremely fortunate in finding a piece of debris that would point us in that direction.
A piece of the shuttle with a hole burned through it. Not too likely, but one reason the search for debris is so intense. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.